And I'm thrilled to say that Warwick Hadfield joins me today in person in the breakfast studio. Warwick Hadfield, hello there.
Hello there, Fran.
Let's talk footy. Let's talk AFLW because 53,035 people, I think
34.
It was. 34. I think my sister went in late. Turned up at the Adelaide Oval yesterday to watch the Crows get up and Aaron Phillips go down.
Yeah, look, free public transport and free admission help, but it is a watermark in the history of this competition, only 3 years old. And have you still got the earworm with the pride of South Australia with the mighty Adelaide Crows? 10-3, 63, 2-6, 18, 45 points. Carlton, of course, not one of the best performing teams throughout the competition, coming from that Conference B, which was a controversial thing. Adelaide, of course, very much went into that match as the favourites, and so it proved. Aaron Phillips, player of the match, plenty of touches, and then that moment when she went down with an ACL put on the cart. Applause as she was taken off and concern.
That's a big knee injury though, isn't it?
Oh, it is someone of her age to come back. She says she wants to play on, but she did, I think she was thinking in the mind that it may take some time. She wasn't the only Adelaide Crow injured yesterday. Chloe Shear was also injured. So there were two players had to be helped up onto the platform for the celebrations. But look, it's a great thing for the game of Australian rules football and the women's section, which has been building slowly and controversially at times, but it's there and there. And look, what's the AFL without a bit of controversy? And we've got a little bit of that with the Sydney Swans and that dreadful business with Eddie Maguire. The Swans are quite rightly upset about it, with Cynthia Banham's tossing
the coin. They're outraged about it, as they should be, as were the fans, I think.
Yeah, I think so. And look, I know the Swans and Eddie Maguire have got a bit of baggage. It goes back to Eddie waged a war against the cost of living allowance, and there's also the comments about Adam Goods not that long ago. So there's plenty there. He has apologised and quite profusely, but I think he's got a track record of saying things like this. And
well, the thing about these comments is it's not just that he made a comment about someone who, in this case, has a disability, was obviously on display in terms of, you know, being supported by a stick on the ground, but just to even bother bagging out the people who are in the middle of the ground tossing the coin. The coin got tossed. The captains walked across, saw what it was, painted off, it was go. Why bother being a big bloke about it?
Well, bloke. There you go. You've summed it up in five letters.
All right. In tennis later today, it will become official. Ashley Barty will be ranked number 9 in the world.
Number
we knew
nine.
She'd do it
well,
soon.
Well, yeah, from 1,000. Not that long ago, after her wonderful sabbatical. As was pointed out yesterday, she's the only player ranked 9 in the world who scored a century in club cricket. But great performance to beat Karolina Pliskova in 2 sets, 7-6, 6-3, 15 aces. The sliced backhand was the important thing there, as it always is with her. And I think Pliskova said it all when she said there aren't many women who play like Ashley Barty. No, and do you know, we actually got to see her smile. She doesn't do it very often. And I think the other telling thing is the fact that she doesn't say I. She always talks about her team. She always says we've done this or we're going to do that. Or if there's something goes wrong, that's the only time she uses the word I.
Way to go, Ash. And just briefly, in motor racing, new car, same old result, another DNF for Daniel Ricciardo.
They'll put that on his headstone. He goes soft and joins, leaves Red Bull and goes to Renault. And not only did his car not finish, but his teammate Nico Hülkenberg's car also did not finish, which reminds me of the time when I owned a Renault and I got stranded out at Mount Dunedin Oval and had to get the people out to rescue me. So Daniel Ricciardo and I do have something in common.
Now you mentioned I'm having flashbacks to a Renault that I got broken down in once too in the middle of Gippsland, but there you go. Hey, Warwick, in rugby league, South Sydney, 3 from 3. But Wayne Bennett still can't crack a smile.
Why change the habit of a lifetime, Fran?
Indeed.
Look, South beat the Titans 28-20. I can understand that there would be some concern with Bennett because Braden Burns was injured. He's young outside centre, inside centre. They don't call them inside and outside anymore. It's left and right. But anyway, he could be left, right, out, and also Greg Inglis out. So he's saying 3 from 3, but that's already the past. It's already history. And they're looking to the future, which is this weekend's game against Eastern Suburbs. The Storm is also on top of the ladder. In fact, on 4 and against ahead of South Sydney after beating Penrith at Bathurst, or to give it its full name, a chilly Bathurst on Saturday night. Apparently even the people in the commentary box were even in freezing. So that's where it's at. Now, there is a story floating around from our colleagues downstairs at ABC Local Radio that the Tigers are moving to Tasmania to become the Tasmanian Tigers. If you believe that at the moment, I suggest you check your date.
That's right. It's April Fool's Day, everybody. In football, Melbourne Victory has blown open the race. race for the Premier's plate.
Yeah, well, they beat Perth Glory, hit the team that was favoured for the Premier's plate 2-0 at the weekend. And look, Perth are on 51 points, Sydney 45 and Melbourne 44. But there are four rounds to go in this competition. And, of course, you get 3 points for winning. So that's not a very big gap to make up with four rounds to go. So all those people who thought the Premier's plate was Perth Glory's there for the taking, having a quick rethink at the moment. And yesterday, Adelaide United also won, Fran.
Well, that's what keeps sport interesting, isn't it? Warwick, thank you very much.
Good on you, Fran.
Warwick Hadfield. You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 25 minutes to 8.